Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Oh, come on and praise the Lord. Wherever you are right now, just remember that God is there with you. This is no ordinary worship, no ordinary teaching, no ordinary praise, no ordinary day. God has blessings in store for you today. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with a signing your task for today. And I say, good morning, good morning, good morning. I have a hot word for you. We are in Psalm 18, verse 10 today. Again, we are in Psalms 18, verse 10. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. There's a one button click to call on the broadcast page, which will dial straight in for you. That's rawfi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, ensure that you don't miss your fresh word. This is just like getting your morning coffee or your morning exercise for your soul by following the podcast. So the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as more about me, my upcoming itinerary, video sermons, and the ability to support the ministry and help save souls through donating, is available on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. You can also reach out to the law office through the ministry website. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into Psalms. I'm sorry, it should have been Proverbs. I said Psalms. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Reading from the KJV. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Listen to it again. The name of the Lord, glory, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word wherever you are. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is God is your strong tower. God is your strong tower. Brothers and sisters, in today's world, we are facing calamity, catastrophe. We are facing pandemics. We are facing economic crisis. We are facing a new election coming up. We are facing so many different things. We are facing mass shootings. We are facing husbands killing wives and wives killing husbands and children killing parents. Sometimes it is so much that we just begin to feel like we don't know what to do in the chaos of the midst, standing in the midst of it all. Ooh. Sometimes we just need a breather from life itself because so much is going on all around us, all in us, all within our homes and neighborhoods, our schools and churches. Wherever we go, it seems like danger is ever present. So much so that sometimes we're asking, what can we do? Where can we go? Where is safety? Hallelujah. In Proverbs 18:10, the Bible has an answer for us. It says, the name of the Lord is glory. Not the name of the Lord might be. Not the name of the Lord potentially is. Not the name of the Lord has the power to be, but the name of the Lord is. There is absolution here. There is the point of saying this is factual. The name of the Lord is. It is a fact that it is what? A strong tower. Hallelujah. A safe place. It is a place of habitation for you. A place of divine peace. It is a place of victory and sovereign jurisdiction over everything that is going on in your life, in your world. The name of the Lord is glory. A strong tower. God is your strong tower. I said God is your strong tower. Say it with me. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Repeat after me. God is my strong tower. Come on and say it again, but this time I need you to just think about the issues that you are facing and that today I'm giving you the answer. Repeat after me again. God is my strong tower. I run to him and I am safe. Oh, glory be to God. You see, what happens is that many times as Christians, or for those of you who are listening who are not Christians, but whom we declare to be Christians before the end of today's teaching, we just get so caught up in living life, so caught up in battling alone day after day and week after week, month after month and year after year, hour after hour and minute after minute and second after second. We just get so used to having to fight. We get so used to always being in chaos. We get so used to not having peace of mind. We get so used to people calling us with mess and drama, bringing drama to our door. We get so used to people not having good intentions that when someone calls, we just even roll our eyes before we answer the phone because the inherent question that rises in our minds is, what now? What is it now? When the children come in from school, what happened now? When the spouse says, let's talk, what is it going to be about now? When the boss wants to speak with you, okay, why now? We have become so accustomed, glory, to drama, so accustomed to sadness, so accustomed to depression. understand anymore how it feels to live a victorious life, how it feels to live a peaceful life, how it feels to live a joyous life. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. I said the joy of God, the praises of God. Yes, 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 there is happiness in Christ. There is peace in Christ. The name of the Lord is, hallelujah, a strong tower. The name of the Lord is, glory, your strong tower. You run into it. And safety is there for you. Peace is there for you. Joy is there for you. Victory is there for you. Whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you need, God has got it. I said, whatever you need today, whatever you're lacking, whatever you've been crying about, whatever you've been praying about, whatever you've been declaring about, God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. The name of the Lord Jesus. Oh. That's power in his name. It is a strong tower. You can run into it today and be safe. Hallelujah. As we prepare to go to prayer, just begin to tell God about what you need. Just begin to talk to him out loud about the obstacles you are facing. About the obstacles that are up against your household. Tell him what you need. Your prayer takes you into his presence. That is the place of your strong tower. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and tell him hallelujah. 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 Come on and tell him hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. Lord, we come to thee in the name of Jesus, seeking the safety that comes in your name. Lord, your word says that in Acts 4 and 12, that salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Father, your name is a strong tower. Father, your name is a strong tower. In Psalm 91 and 7, 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right side, but you will protect us from the ultimate destruction of the pestilence of the enemy. God, your name is a strong tower. Your name is a strong tower. And we just proclaim it today. We uplift it today. We give you glory today. We give you glory today. We give you glory, God. Glory, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Fulfill our needs, God. Cover us in the blood of Jesus and protect us. Restore our faith. Restore our joy. Father, your name is a strong tower. We need you right now. For everything that's going on, we need you. For all of our prayers and obstacles, God, we need you. For every fight that's going on, we need you, Lord, and we give you praise. Your name is a strong tower. So now, God, I pray for everyone listening right now. Father, save them, sanctify them, deliver them, heal them, open doors, make ways, perform miracles. Father, meet their needs. Meet their needs. Meet their needs right now. Touch their husbands, wives, their children. Touch their other family members, their businesses, their jobs. Touch their finances, their health, and their minds. In everything that they need, God, be that strong tower. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. I said we say hallelujah. Amen. Keep praising God as I give the altar call, one announcement, and then we will end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, for those of you who have forgotten the power of Jesus, have forgotten that he is your refuge, For those of you who've been going to everyone else but God about your issues, your problems, your situations, including calling in to the soothsayers, going to the palm readers, going to people who don't have your best interest at heart, I need you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will take my problems to you. I will bring my issues to you. I will seek answers, solutions, advice, and victory in you. You are, God, my strong tower. God, you are my strong tower. You are my refuge, my strength, my joy, my peace, my rock. You are my healer, my banker. You are my savior. You are my everything. And I will walk in the victory you have given me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. And for those of you who've been restored, welcome home. Make sure you're spending daily time with God, which includes your time here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, calling in at 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. Make sure you get locked in, plugged in at your church. If you don't have a church, join a good Bible-believing church and get involved so that Satan won't have time to come back and take back from you the victory you have gained today. Now, our one announcement, save the date and don't miss it. We have the Spring Cleaning Revival coming up on Friday, March 20th. Get your house in order. God wants to add to your life. This is one night only at 7:30 p.m. at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ here in Miami. There are 7 powerful women speakers. I am one of them and one God-ordained victory for you. More information is on the itinerary page of rossi.org. Make sure you get the information, because even if you're not in the Miami area, we will be streaming live and you do not want to miss it. God wants to add to your life. All right, our topic for today is God is your strong tower. Your tasks for today are twofold. Number one, no matter what happens, because Satan is going to try you, submit everything that happens to the name and the blood of Jesus and say, God, I know you got it because you are my strong tower. So walk in victory. Number two, I need you, God wants you, to ensure that you are expanding God's kingdom by witnessing every day. Share this word, no matter how you receive it, via text, because you follow, those of you who listen on SoundCloud, those of you who get it from me on Facebook, send it to someone else or just text them and tell them to visit rossi.org. The recording is there also after 8 a.m. on our broadcast page. But share the gospel every day. This helps win souls. All right, I'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Your change has come because God is your strong
long time coming, but I know.